National Day of Empathy is an opportunity to uplift and amplify voices of people impacted by the criminal legal system. Oregon's Day of Empathy is at noon, Tuesday, March 2nd. Oregon's virtual event will include women directly impacted by our criminal legal system who will discuss the role of empathy with lawmakers and law enforcement. With me are organizers of the Oregon event, Jessica Katz and Nova Sweet of the Family Preservation Project, and the national organizer of Day of Empathy, Lewis L. Reed, with Dream Corps Justice. So, Lewis, tell us about Dream Corps Justice and the National Day of Empathy.
Dream Corps Justice, formerly known as Cut 50, is a bipartisan criminal justice initiative of the Dream Corps, co-founded by CNN political commentator Van Jones and also Jessica Jackson, who happens to be the legal mentor to Kim Kardashian. And over the last 3 years, 4 years, I should say, we have emerged as the winningest criminal justice organization in recent history, having passed more than 30 bills, including the Federal First Step Act that has released approximately 16,000 people from federal custody. And we don't get there. We don't pass 30 bills in all four corners of our country and everywhere in between without the leadership, without the grassroots passion, and without the organizing of people like Nova Sweet and Jessica Katz. We direct the National Day of Empathy. We have 40 events happening in approximately 42 states. We have more than 100 artists, athletes, and actors who are going to be participating. Everyone from Reverend Al Sharpton to Bishop T.D. Jakes to Hope Solo to Alyssa Milano. I mean, we brought the who's who of everyone to highlight the issue of criminal justice reform. Listen. You've heard about National Juvenile Diabetes Day. You've heard about Breast Cancer Awareness Day. All of those are worthy causes. This is the day that we shine a national spotlight on the work that people like Nova and Jessica are doing in Oregon and in other parts of the country around social and criminal justice reform.
So, Jessica, you are founder of Family Preservation Project. So why was it important for the Family Preservation Project to join with this Day of Empathy here in Oregon?
Nova, who's on the show with us, has been a long, long time advocate for change. And we've been working alongside each other to build a network of women whose voices should be at the center of these conversations. And we both became aware of Dream Corps Justice and opportunities to be a part of a larger network of directly impacted people who are leading the work across the country. And so we started wondering about, like, reach out, you know, you should reach out. So it was a long road, I don't know, 6 months or so of some emails back and forth, which culminated in the Dream Corps Justice asking Nova if she would take on the role of being the ambassador for Oregon to sort of shepherd this Day of Empathy and other initiatives in Oregon. And so it made perfect sense when she came to me and said, hey, I've been given this opportunity. What do you think? And, you know, would you partner with me to do this? It was a no-brainer. And my and the organization's role has really been one of, you know, more trying to stay more in the background and be in a supportive role to see that the mission is carried through about people who have been impacted being at the center and in the lead of the work.
And women who have been incarcerated here in Oregon are actually involved with this event and will talk with lawmakers and law enforcement about empathy. Why is that important?
Well, I think that we all recognize that, like, empathy alone is not going to maybe create all of the changes that are necessary within our criminal legal system. But I think we all believe that humanizing people's lived experiences and extending humanity to people who have gotten caught up in the system can only get us closer to where we want to be. And so the idea of talking about the role of empathy in creating change is interesting. And I think that women who are stepping forward to have these courageous conversations and to use their voices, which also entails going back to places that weren't, you know, the happiest times and sometimes were, like, exceedingly traumatic, has an impact on people, and especially women who are on the other side of this, as all of the women who are going to be participating on the Day of Empathy are. Some people, this is in the rearview mirror now 8-10 years, and they're still showing up. And I think that speaks volumes around this idea of empathy and building community and lifting each other up. So the women that are doing the work on the Day of Empathy and all leading up to the Day of Empathy are not doing it on behalf of themselves. They're doing it on behalf of other women so that they don't have to suffer as much as and they have. And I think being in conversation with people who hold power is always important.
What is your hope for how lawmakers and law enforcement involved with this event will be impacted?
Great question, Karen. One we've been posing since we started thinking about this event, which was at the end of it, you know, to what end do we want to all participate in this work? What do we hope for at the end of this day? And what I hope for is that we can recognize that, like, we together built this response and we together built this system and we together can reimagine something different. So that's my hope.
Nova Sweet, you were named Dignity Ambassador for this event. So talk about Family Preservation Project and your experience.
My name's Nova Sweet, and I was incarcerated at Coffee Creek Correctional Facility for 36 months. While I was there, I participated in the Family Preservation Project. My children were 12 and 5 at the time. The Family Preservation Project is a program that operates inside the prison. It's embedded in the prison. It's not a Department of Corrections program. It's a program of the YWCA of Greater Portland that has a couple of social workers that come in there and work from a therapeutic, holistic approach to help a mother and child and family basically start to repair harm within the system and work to continue bonds well apart, if you will. There's many divisions of the Family Preservation Project in the prison. Each mom has opportunities to do each level, if you will, and that's all dependent on who she is and what she needs. So I personally did not have any sort of interactions with DHS, child welfare, but that's available. There's all sorts of different layers. And I think it's important for people to know is that when a mom goes to prison, that she's usually representing 2.5 children, and that brings in DHS, families, and all sorts of other systems in the real world, so to speak, to take care of those children when the mom's now incarcerated. And I don't know that we think about those things. And that's one of the things that I want to bring to light on Day of Empathy, and that I hope that we can talk about.
So Jessica, talk about the guest speakers who will be at this event in Oregon.
Well, I think most importantly, we've got 9 dynamic, courageous, directly impacted women who have come out the other side of some very difficult circumstances, and they are our VIPs for the day. In support roles, we have some very good friends of the Family Preservation Project and just all around good human beings who are lending their voice and their platform to our Day of Empathy. We are going to be joined by our newly elected district attorney in Multnomah County, Mike Schmidt. We are going to be joined by Representative Rachel Prusak, Senator Chris Gorsuch, Representative Tana Sanchez, Representative Anna Williams, and Senator Lou Frederick on our first panel. And our second panel, we're going to be joined by Nike Green, who is the director of the Office of Violence Prevention in Portland. And we conclude the day with a sing-along with Grammy Award-winning musician Colin Molloy of the Decemberists. And the song is To Be Determined. You're going to have to RSVP and come to the event to find out.
How could people join this event on March 2nd?
So they can go to dayofempathy.org, type their zip code in, and they can find the event near them. But we made it so convenient that you can be home with a scarf on your head. You can have your nails chipped. You could be burning bacon. It doesn't matter. We made it so convenient for you. And we have events in 40 states, so 43 events. But specifically, we want the people of Oregon. We want the people of Oregon to tune in to Jessica and Nova's event. You know, while we do have a national event that is going to be happening at 6 p.m. EST, we want people to tune into their local event. We want them to be tuned into the state of Oregon and what is happening in your community.
And Lewis, talk about how you bring together leaders impacted by the criminal justice system. And you say unlikely allies, spanning the political divide?
Yeah, I mean, look, Republicans at their best, they believe in liberty. Democrats at their best believe in justice. And all of us as Americans at our best should be believing in liberty and justice for all. In the United States of America, you have approximately 70 million people. That's with an M. 70 million people who have criminal convictions. And we have approximately 2.2 million people in our jails and prisons throughout the country. And so when we think about creating a springboard to success rather than a trapdoor to failure, it doesn't matter where you fall on the political spectrum. We are all concerned about human beings. We're not talking about inmates here. We're not talking about convicts. We're not talking about ex-felons. We're talking about people. We're talking about loved ones. We're talking about mothers, fathers, daughters, baby daddies, uncles, aunties, cousins, even that cousin that you don't want to invite to the Thanksgiving dinner. We're talking about all of those people. Nobody's excluded. And so when we talk about common unlikely allies, these are people who on other issues, they very well may be divided. They may be divided on healthcare. They may be divided on climate. But the one thing that we can agree on is that we are spending too much money on incarceration and not enough on education and or rehabilitation. And that is where we find common ground.
Lawmakers and law enforcement will be part of this event, and you are hoping to affect policy and change. What bills are Family Preservation Project promoting in Oregon in this 2021 legislative session?
So we will be talking about House Bill 3096, which was born out of the gender responsive work group that Nova and I have both been working on. We will be talking about Senate Bill 571, restoring voting rights to currently incarcerated people in Oregon. We will be discussing House Bill 2825, that discusses survivor defendants. We will be discussing House Bill 3266 that talks about conditions for prenatal, pregnant, and postpartum women in Oregon. And we will be talking about Senate Bill 720 that puts funding for the Family Preservation Project in statute.
So, Lewis Reed, any final words about the Day of Empathy here in Oregon at noon on March 2nd?
Well, first and foremost, the people closest to the problem who are closest to the solution are going to be at that event. And oftentimes we look for these big names, but we don't look for people who have big hearts. And so Jessica Cass is going to be there. Nova Sweet is going to be there. Women who have been impacted by the criminal legal system is going to be there. And I heard, rumor has it, that there's going to be a special guest keynote speaker, but we can't tip that off. You guys are going to have to tune in order to find out everybody else who's going to be there. Look, we don't get to where we are. We don't have 10 bills that impact approximately a third of the national incarcerated women's population, ensuring that they will no longer be strip searched by the opposite sex in the states where we do have those bills, ensuring that they have access to free feminine hygiene products, ensuring that they will no longer be shackled while they are delivering a child. We don't have all of that stuff. We don't arrive at that stuff without the sensitivity, without the leadership, without the heart and passion of Nova and Jessica. And so I just want to highlight their leadership. I want to highlight their hearts, and I want to highlight their events.
And Nova, how do they join again, March 2nd?
OregonDayOfEmpathy.org.
For KBOO News, I'm Karen James.